This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you discussion on India's capabilities in critical minerals. The participants are V.L. Kantha Rao, Secretary, Ministry of Mines, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor.
At the Critical Minerals Summit 2024, it has been quite a landmark summit as far as the Government of India is concerned, including other stakeholders who will benefit from what has been discussed here regarding a cluster-based approach in mineral extraction, refining and end use, the use of low-carbon technologies, ensuring supply chain development, skill development for labor who will be used for this mineral extraction, refining and end use, recycling, regulatory framework that is to be designed, ESG standards for attracting foreign direct investments. So let's begin by asking a first question to our Honorable Secretary. Mr. Rao, what has been the key findings of this summit, which is so important as far as the economy of India is concerned?
Yes, this summit is very timely because India is in a great need of this, and currently we do not have much of these reserves. So therefore, it is important that the entire cycle of critical mineral production, recycling, usage, the government steps in and provides support, provides policy initiative, and provides direction to the industry to make sure that we reach the goal of self-sufficiency in critical minerals.
So we're looking at self-sufficiency and sustainable development as well. There is a GDP goal of a $5 trillion economy, a $10 trillion economy, depending upon the timeline. As far as India is concerned, we're already inching towards being the number three largest economy in the world. How important are these critical minerals when it comes to both for civilian industry and for the defense industry?
So the rate at which India is growing, there is a lot of demand on the technology sector that we provide all the requisite raw materials to the technology sector so that the growth is sustained. Now, for example, there are electric vehicle manufacturers, there are renewable energy equipment manufacturers, there are solar panel manufacturers. If there is electricity expansion happening and they are in need of certain metals, our sector, the basic mining sector, that provides those raw materials and those metals to these industries. And these future technology industries are more and more demanding certain minerals, certain metals, which are called critical minerals, because currently we are in a shortage of these critical minerals as per the demand. And these are very important for the growth of our country.
So I understand that globally speaking, China has a monopoly on rare earths. So how are we building our supply chain to ensure that our industry is properly fed with these raw materials like lithium you mentioned for electric vehicles so that our industry is self-sustainable and yet at the same time we are able to achieve our net zero emission targets?
As you said, there are about 15 countries which have a lot of reserves of these critical minerals. Critical minerals have been identified by the Government of India, and there are 24 such critical minerals like lithium, cobalt, nickel, tungsten, potash, platinum, so on and so forth. And these critical minerals are currently available in very few countries. Now, we need to first make sure that we do complete survey of our geography and ensure that we find these critical minerals within the country. So we have enhanced our efforts in exploration and survey of critical minerals. To begin with, we have kept the entire data, geological data, on a website called GDR, and we have placed it in public domain, opened it for data analytic companies, opened it for private companies, opened it for geologists, for all the technical experts, so that they analyze this data and they also look for where critical minerals can be found in this country. And we are incentivizing those companies and those exploration agencies which can go and explore and show to us that critical minerals are available within this country. Apart from making the private sector work on this, we are also doing exploration of critical minerals within the organization that we have, which is called the Geological Survey of India. And we have already found about 100 locations where different types of critical minerals have been discovered. And we are slowly going to put up these blocks for auction so that Indian companies can take part and Indian companies do critical mineral mining in the country. But for future, we are also ensuring that our exploration efforts are doubled and tripled. For example, next year we have taken up 390 exploration projects within the ministry, of which 190 projects are going to be only on critical minerals. That is the kind of focus that we have. And we have also incentivized private companies who are going to come to us, submit, you know, exploration projects and take 100% funding from us. They are going to be funded 100% on the exploration work they do so that they can find critical minerals in the country.
Mr. Rao, what about attracting foreign direct investment in this exploration effort on the part of Government of India, including providing funding to private companies? How important is foreign direct investment as well in the mining sector for critical minerals?
It is very important, and we have already liberalized our FDI norms. 100% foreign investment can come in through automatic route. Now, to incentivize the foreign companies to come and do exploration in India, we have started a concept called exploration license. Till now, we do auction of mineral rights and, you know, mining rights. Now we are saying that we will auction only exploration work. That means you don't do mining. You just come to India and you bid for an exploration license and then you do exploration, spending your money, but you will be assured of a revenue share from the mining that will happen on the basis of your exploration for 50 years after you complete exploration. So this is a big attraction for foreign companies to come and invest in India.
Mr. Rao, how important is this summit in explaining to the attendees and to the media about the cluster-based approach when it comes to extracting minerals, refining and preparing it for end use? For the benefit of our listeners, what is this cluster-based approach?
So, most important part after you do mining is actually the extraction and the processing and beneficiation. So, we need more and more companies, need more and more technology on doing beneficiation and processing. Only when you process what you find underground, then you can take a metal or a lithium carbonate or something else. So, the cluster-based approach is that we have a few pockets where we have found certain critical minerals. And we have certain laboratories, CSIR laboratories and our own laboratories, which are doing work on the basis of the samples that we have got when we did drilling. There are pilot studies, there are lab level studies on how to do extraction and how to do processing. So therefore, we are saying that we can assist in technological development, we can assist in research and development, we can fund certain projects from the government funding, and if the technology or the common facility is in a particular cluster, then many companies can come there and use that common facility and do the processing and extraction of the minerals that they have found in their mines.
Mr. Rao, mining is critical for our supply chain, for industry to be able to access raw materials, as you have stated in the earlier responses to the questions I've put you. Now, there's also the additional demand of net zero that the Government of India has committed to. How important are the ESG standards, the environment, social and governance standards, to ensure that emissions are low and not high, while at the same time we are able to access the raw materials, these critical minerals, for the development of our country?
The ESG standards are the law of the land. Today we have environmental norms, the forest norms, pollution norms, which ensure that ESG standards are met. ESG is a common word for all these regulations that we follow. Today, we have social responsibilities when we do mining. We have a district mining foundation where a certain portion of the royalty is given to that fund, and that fund is spent on the people who are mining affected. We have water norms, we have air norms, They have mine closure norms. You know, after you do mining, you close the mine, you do cleaning of the area. Entire set of ESG norms are followed in the country through certain acts and regulations of various ministries and state governments that are involved in the process of mining. So currently, India is very stringent on following ESG norms, and therefore, it will not be difficult for Indian companies to export whatever they make out of mining.
So, Mr. Rao, you have explained for the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani the importance of regulations, which is now meeting global standards of ESG, and yet being able to ensure that our supply chain requirements are met. Additionally, we also require a skilled workforce who are able to extract these critical minerals in the mining process. So what type of skill development does the industry and the government of India have in mind to ensure that we have optimal use of labor in this regard?
This is a very important aspect. As the sector is growing, more and more employment opportunities are created. It is very important that highly skilled personnel are utilized so that the productivity is much better. The mining sector currently employs 1.25 crore people. Out of these 1 crore 25 lakh workers, about one-fourth of the workers, about 30 lakh workers, are directly employed in the mines. And there are about 90-odd lakh workers who are indirectly related to the mining activity, like the services and so on, which are related to mining. Now, it is very important that we train both the directly employed workers and also directly employed workers. And we have sector skill councils for iron and steel industry, for non-metallic area. There are three sectors councils which we are engaging with to ensure that right from the polytechnic level, we have mining related, exploration related, processing related subjects and courses that are embedded into these institutions. And we have the best of the skilled workers, best of the skilled students who are coming in as the new recruits. Apart from this, we are also ensuring that reskilling of workers happens within the industry, which is employing people on the basis of the mineral ore processing or smelting or refining. So there are a lot of companies, big companies. All these companies are providing apprenticeship to some of the students who are in the polytechnics and ITIs, and they are also reskilling their workers so that our productivity improves and we get better profit, and at the same time, they're also increasing the skilled manpower.
Finally, Mr. Rao, I would like to ask you, you had mentioned about critical minerals like lithium, nickel, cobalt, which are raw materials essential for the electric vehicle auto industry. Are there any other industries or sectors which is a focus of this summit 2024, focusing on critical minerals?
So there are renewable energy sector. There is the solar panels, wind blade. There are critical minerals like potash, you know, which is a big import item, fertilizer industry. Graphite is another critical mineral which is used in various industries, and we need to ramp up our production of graphite. So these are some of the areas where we have a lot of demand on us, and we are ensuring that we make efforts in the entire cycle of critical minerals so that we reach the goal of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Rao, for being with us on Akashvani and giving us a detailed explanation of what the key findings and future directions of the Critical Minerals Summit 2024 is being discussed, and what is going to be implemented to ensure that India is able to achieve its targets of being a $5 trillion economy. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much, and namaskar.
You were listening to a discussion on India's capabilities in critical minerals. The participants were V. Alkantha Rao, Secretary, Ministry of Mines, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.